Psalm 23, and we're going to read together at the verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. I want us tonight to look at verse 5 of this psalm. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We have now come to the fifth verse of this great portion of the Word of God. We have by faith been following our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have seen some of the great things that he does for all of his sheep. We have seen him bringing his sheep to the green pastures. We have seen that the Lord Jesus Christ, at times, he brings his people or his flock to the still waters. We have watched him in this psalm as he leads his people, his flock, in the path of righteousness. And in our last lesson, we watched because he takes his people through the valley of the shadow of death. And we learned a very sobering lesson in our last study of this psalm. There are times we have to pass through the valley. And we learned in our last lesson there are times that is a very distressing time to go through this valley. Times are difficult. Indeed, there will be times of darkness upon the heart and the life of every child of God. We have learned about the dangers in the valley. But we learned a wonderful, wonderful truth. While we are taken through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with his people. Because he said in the verse 4, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And maybe tonight, child of God, in your life, you're going through the valley. There's darkness, despair, depression, there's danger, there's distress, there's everything in your heart tonight. And everything in your life. But you remind yourself tonight, the Lord is with you in the valley. You're not alone in the valley. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Doesn't mean, dear friends, your heart will not be broken. Does not mean that tears will not be shed. But I say to you tonight, for the child of God in the valley, he says here himself, the psalmist, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And there's times in our life we have to go through the valley. The valley experience comes every child of God, not just to some. Some maybe seems a longer valley or there's more valleys to go through. I'm not disputing that fact tonight. But I want to say to every one of us tonight in God's house, there's a time in your life you'll go through the valley of the shadow of death, valley of difficulties. And then, of course, we're going to die. That's another sermon by himself. Now we see in this verse we find the flock of God at the table. Now of course this table is known as the uplands or table lands. It's not like a table that we're thinking about, because it was referring to pastures whereby the shepherd would bring his sheep. He brings them out to this table where they were feasted and they fed and they were filled. He brings them out to this great place of provision. Now what a contrast. In our last lesson, where did we see the sheep? We found them in the valley of darkness and trouble. And then here in verse 5, where do we find them? Well, we find them in the summer plains. We find them, dear friends, at the table. We find them in great place of blessing. But I want you to notice here, to get to these blessings, they had to go through the valley. They had to go through the valley. They had to go through their trouble. They had to go through their despair. And then here, they're at the other side. And verse 5, we find them at the table of blessing. And that's a lesson for all of God's people. There are times going through the valleys necessary to bring you to the blessing. You think that in the life of Joseph, how he was hated, how he was sold, how he was a slave, how he was despised, how he found himself cast into prison. He had to go through the valley. But our dear friends, do you find him? He's in the palace. He's at the table. He's got prosperity, he's got blessings, he's everything. He has peace, he has everything, he's at the table. But to get to this place, he had to go through the valley. We sing that little chorus, there's always darkness. Before it's dawn, don't be discouraged. Just carry on. And I say to you tonight that's going through the valley, the Lord's leading you into a place that will be known as the table. The table of great blessing. We see three very simple lessons about the shepherd's work here for the sheep. We see the shepherd's preparation for his sheep. Look what he says in verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He tells us here about the shepherd's preparation for the sheep. And he said, here is something that the shepherd does for his sheep. He prepares a table before me. Now we think of this preparation. We think about the shepherd looking for the table, or the land. You can put the land in for table here. It is said in biblical times that the shepherd would look at his flock and he saw something. They needed new pasture. He could see that very soon the flock would be through the pasture where they were, and he would leave his flock, maybe for a day. Sometimes he would take two journeys, and he would go searching throughout the land, and he would look, and he would look, and he was looking for this table plain. Because he wanted to prepare a place for the sheep. He wanted to bring his sheep to this place. And it meant he had to leave the flock and he had to go looking for this range, for this field, and for this table plain. You see, he went looking for the table in order to prepare this for his sheep. And I want to say to you, the Lord Jesus Christ made a trip from heaven to earth in order to provide us a blessing. As the Lord Jesus Christ looked upon this world, what did he see? He saw nothing but wickedness. He saw nothing but sin. He saw nothing but death. He saw nothing but trouble. But the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to look for a place. A place in order that he would provide a blessing for his people. You know, Luke 23 and verse 33, it says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, you see, he found the place. He came looking for this place, this table plain, to provide a blessing. And it tells us in Luke 23, and when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, he came to the right place. And he came to this place called Calvary, and it was there, he said, I will prepare a feast for my people. On this hill of Calvary, the good shepherd, he was going to prepare a table for his sheep. And all blessings that I have tonight, and all blessings you have tonight, where do they come from? Comes from the cross. We were singing about that. The Lord Jesus died on the cross and suffering in our place. The shepherd came looking for this table plain. And Christ came to this place, a place called Calvary. And Calvary's hill, all blessings were to come to us. And then there's also in the preparation, the shepherd's laboring at the table plain. Because I want to say this was no easy task for the shepherd. After he found such a place, there were many things to do in order to make it ready and comfortable for his sheep. He didn't just go and find a lovely big green grassy field and say, well, I found it. There was a lot of work, a lot of preparation to be done in this plain. They tell us there in the east they had to be removing of poisonous plants. He would go around his table plain and he would look, and any plants, well, he pulled them out. There were rocks and there were stones that he realized would be in danger and hurt his sheep, and he had to go out and lift all these rocks and all these stones. He had to clean out water holes, take away leaves and twigs in order that the sheep could get to the water holes. He tells us about vipers, that he would look around for viper holes, he would smoke them out, and then he would kill them. When he found holes like caves and holes around him, he would block them up in order to close in bears or wolves or whatever was around about. But I want you to notice here. Here is a shepherd labouring in the table plain. He's removing all obstacles. He's removing all dangers. He's working hard. He's doing everything he can within his power to make sure that this pasture is going to be fresh and well for his sheep. And he's working tirelessly in order to provide the table plain. And if you notice here in verse 5, he does it personally. Thou prepares a table before me. He doesn't send other people to do the work. He comes himself up to this table plain and he prepares us for his sheep. This is a picture, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came to prepare a place for us. What had he to do? Well, he had to remove sin. No salvation if we die in our sins, Christ said. There's no way of getting into heaven. There's no way of getting peace with God if our sins are not taken away. But I'm glad when Christ came, our good shepherd. Remember, he is the shepherd of this psalm. He is the one who came into this world. He is the one who went to Calvary. And the Bible tells us that he came to Calvary and he removed our sin. He died in our place. I'll be able to sing about that tonight in hymn 100. On Christ, what burdens by thy head or load was laid on thee. You know that load of sin of mine was put upon Christ. That load of sin of yours, child of God, was laid upon him. Indeed, of everyone who trusts Christ, their sin was laid upon him. It tells in Hebrews 9 and verse 26, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And the Lord came, what, to put away sin? Oh, to remove this obstacle. The shepherd went into this table plain. He took away all stones and twigs and anything that would hinder the blessing for his sheep. And the Lord Jesus comes, and he comes to prepare a table for his people. He took away our sin. You know, I'm glad he took it away by one sacrifice. He drank the cup of the wrath of the Father in order to do this. He died in our place in shame and in agony in order to prepare this place. There wouldn't be one of us here tonight on our way to heaven if Christ did not die. As we have been singing, O Christ, what burdens bow thy head or load was laid on thee, thy stood us in the sinner's stead. Didst bear all ill for me, a victim led, thy blood was shed, thou there's no load for me. He removed all the sin, the preparation. He provided clean water for the sheep. Does not say in Zechariah 13 and verse 1, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Oh, when Christ died, he opened up a fountain. And there's a fountain open. What's it open for? Well, it's open for sin and for uncleanness. And the Lord Jesus Christ come, and he came, my friends, to provide cleansing for his sheep. That clean water, which is the blood of Christ. Did he not remove all danger from the flock? The Bible says by Christ they made a curse for us. He took away the curse, didn't he? He took away the wrath of God. You see, dear friends, we have Christ laboring at the table plain. He comes to prepare this blessing, the blessing of eternal life, the blessing of heaven. He comes and he sheds his blood and he dies in our place. And all because he loves us. And there's a shepherd out working, the natural shepherd here out working in the field. In the hot sun, labouring, removing all obstacles, all dangers, in order to provide thy prepares a table before me. The Lord Jesus did that for us. No, he did it personally. He did it himself. He died alone. We read in the Bible that all the disciples, they forsook Christ and fled. And here, friends, Christ came, he died for us, and he prepared this table, and he prepared this blessing of everlasting life. And he did it all himself. Thinking of the preparation of it also, it talks about the location of the table. He says, thou prepares a table before me. Notice, in the presence of mine enemies. The wolves, the bears, the foxes, the vipers, That's what he did it in the presence of his enemies. And see the boldness here of the shepherd. He's not afraid of the enemies. He knows all about the danger. But he prepares his table in the very presence of his enemies. Did Christ not do the same thing? He prepares a table of blessing for his people, even in the midst of his enemies. You know, we have many enemies, and they're named in the Bible. The Bible talks about the old serpent and the great dragon. Well, that's the devil. Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan. But you know something? Christ prepared salvation in the presence of his enemies, even the serpent and the devil. The Bible talks in Philippians 3, verse 2, beware of dogs. Well, it's not talking about four-legged dogs there, but two-legged dogs. But beware of them. And you know, in this world, there are people who are very wicked, who hate the gospel, and who hate Christ, and who hate the people of God. And yet we know when we come to the cross, we see Christ, and he's preparing the table in the presence of his enemies. The enemies are shouting, crucify him, crucify him. But he prepared the table. Even in the midst of dogs. The Bible talks about wolves. In Luke chapter 10, verse 3, go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. The Bible talks in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8 about the devil as a roaring lion. And yet I want to say to you, the Lord provided this table for all of us in the presence of his enemies. They were all around him. The devil and all the foes of the cross and of Christ. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ prepared this table in their presence. In the presence of his enemies. He prepared it. And dear friends, the shepherd, he'd done the same. He loved the sheep. He realized the sheep needed this provision. Didn't matter about the enemies. Didn't matter about the work. Didn't matter about the cost. The shepherd prepared a table for his sheep. And the Lord Jesus has done the same. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He has done the same. He has died upon the cross. He has shed his blood in order that we might be saved and have all of these blessings that come from knowing him. But then he talks also about the shepherd's performance to the sheep at this table. Because you notice what he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Now, David here continues in this psalm about the shepherd's performance to the sheep. What is he speaking about? His care and attention to the sheep. Thou anointest my head with oil. Now, shepherds would tell us that this was done for three reasons. To settle the sheep. There was one thing that really troubled the shepherd's flock out there in the east, and even perhaps here in Northern Ireland, was flies. The flies would come around the poor sheep, in their ears, in their mouth, up their nose. And the shepherd, as he looked over the flock, he would see the sheep running about, and it was restless. And it would stomp his feet. And it would bang his head up this bush and that tree and different things. And it's running about. And it's restless. And it's trouble. And dear friends, it is no peace. And his eye sees it. He says, there's a sheep that's troubled. And the shepherd would go after that sheep. And it tells us that he would catch hold of the sheep that was being tormented. Being tormented by flies. Being distracted. And he comes. And he puts oil over top of it. And they tell us immediately there's a change in the behavior of the sheep. It settles the sheep. The oil is placed upon his head and the flies disperse and are dealt with. He anointeth my head with oil to settle the sheep. And I want to say, child of God, that's how the Lord deals with his people. Maybe there's things annoying you. There are many flies, of course, in this world that annoy us. Things to distract us, things to depress us, and you're restless, and you have no peace, and you have no joy, and you go to bed at night, and you cannot rest, and you cannot sleep, because of the flies of trouble, the flies of trial, and you're distracted, and troubled, and restless. Well, the good shepherd sees you. He anointed my head with oil. I know the Lord Jesus comes and anoints the head of his people with the oil. Of course, oil in the Bible is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And dear friends, he gives peace. He gives peace. In the moment we're changed. How often I talk to God's people and they say, well, I was troubled, I was distracted. And you know, I opened up the Bible and there it was, just one verse. Everything changed. The word from God, and what did they feel? Friends, I tell you, they felt the hand of the shepherd upon them. And he anointed my head with oil. And all this peace. You see, in Mark chapter 4, talks about the disciples in the boat. And they're troubled. And they feel they're going to perish. They're distracted. They're like the sheep being annoyed by the flies. And it says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And dear friends, everything changed when Christ came to his people. And when Christ reached forth and helped his people. And when he rebuked the storm, there was a great calm. He anointed my head with oil. And I want to say to you tonight, maybe there's something bothering you. There's something bothering you that I can't see. Mom, we can all hate it, can't we? You can all hide your wee bother and the wee things that bother in your heart. But I tell you, God knows. And God sees it. And he'll anoint your head with oil. And he'll set thee. He'll lay his hand upon you. He'll bring peace to your heart and peace to your soul, you see. This is his shepherd. He loves his sheep. He cares for his sheep. And here's this performance of the sheep here out on the table. He sees them and they're running about and restless and distracted. And I say to you tonight, if you're restless and distracted, the Lord sees you. And he'll anoint your head with oil. He'll speak to you from his word. And he'll set the spirit you speaking. Another thing was to succor the sheep or to help the sheep. Because another problem the shepherd, the tellers, was scabs, was upon the sheep. Caused them great distress. If not dealt with, would actually spread through all the other flock. You had to get a hold of these sheep. You had to dip them. Apply the oil. And dear friends, it removed the scabs from them. And they were healed. And there's sometimes in the flock of God, these scabs of sin is upon God's people. There's things that hurt us. There's things that depress us. There's things, dear friends, that takes away the joy and the peace. And we're hurt. And we're hurt badly. But I'm glad we have the tender shepherd. He sees the hurt. The hurt maybe you face by sin. The hurt that you feel in this world. He knows all about it. And he sees it. And he comes and he lifts that sheep. And he dips it. And he applies. He applies the oil. And maybe you've been hurt sometimes. But I want to say this. He anointed my head with oil. The Lord comes tenderly to his people. He comes, he lifts them, he heals them, he helps them. And do you feel the oil of the Spirit of God being applied to you? Those scars of sin been taken away. All the hurt and everything melts away when we feel the shepherd's hand upon us. See, he does that for the sheep. Another thing was also to strengthen the sheep. As the shepherd looked over the flock, he could see that some of them were wounded. Maybe a leg had been cut. The back had been ripped, maybe open by a rock. And so he looked upon them and he went to this wounded sheep. And he comes and he puts the oil that's applied and the sheep is strengthened and it runs off again. And I want to say to you is this, the Lord comes, he anointeth my head with oil. When you're cast down, when you're hurt, when your dear friends feel weak, he comes to his people and he gets his sheep back onto the flock and he applies the oil. Yes, they're out there in the plain with his shepherd. He sees all their worries and all their fears and all their hurt, and yet here's a testimony. I anointed my head with oil. The Lord cares for his people. And I want to say to you tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ cares for you. This is his performance at the table. He anointeth my head with oil. I'm sure there's maybe many here tonight can testify how God had come and helped them in their time of need. No one else could help you. Others have spoken to you. Others have tried to give you advice. But to no avail. Well, it takes a shepherd. It takes Christ to come. And he comes to his people. And he lays his hand upon them. And he anoints their head with oil. And he heals a hurt. And he strengthens them. He removes all the distractions, all the flies in a sense, in order that we would live the Christian life. You see, the shepherd's performance at the table anointeth my head with oil. Do you think the shepherd's portion here lastly at the table, he says here, my cup runneth over. See how David describes the blessing he receives. My cup runneth over. Now, it's speaking here about the water supply that the sheep receive from the shepherd. But tell me that the hireling, that was one who worked for the shepherd, if he looked after the sheep and he had to draw the water for 100 sheep, they tell us that he drew for 2 hours. But even after the hireling drew the water out for 2 hours, they tell us for 100 sheep, that was not enough. Of course it got him off, he did his job, but that was not enough. The shepherd drew on, he drew on, he drew on, and he drew on till their cup had run over. He's speaking here about the blessings for the people of God. And the shepherd's portion for his sheep is my cup runneth over. And think about the fullness of this portion. This teaches us something of the rich and the many and the great blessings that the Lord bestows upon his people. That our God is not a stingy God. Our God is a great giver to all of his people. Think of the many blessings God gives us. Doesn't God give us peace? I want to tell you tonight, the world is no peace. There's no peace in the world. There are people tonight, you know, they're millionaires. But I want to say this, they have no peace. They're troubled. The wicked are like a troubled sea. But I want to say here tonight to you that our shepherd at this table, he gives us a great portion, and the fullness of the portion, he gives us peace. Now, he doesn't just give us peace. Here's what the Bible describes it. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding. So keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He doesn't just give me peace. Well, no, he's talking, he gives me a peace that passeth all understanding. He gives us abundant, a bountiful supply of peace. You see, our cup runneth over, even in the matter of peace. It's a peace that passeth all understanding. And you know tonight that no one can give you peace, no one like Christ. He gives us peace at time we're saved. In times of trouble, he gives us peace. He gives us a peace that our cup overfloweth. He gives us life as well. And we know that. You know, the Lord Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10, I am come that they might have life. And that's fair enough. We know that. But he didn't just describe the life of God. He says that they might have it more abundantly. The abundant life. You see, our cup runneth over, even with peace, even with life. He doesn't just come to give us life. And he has given us life. He has given us a new life. He has given us eternal life. But here's what he says. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, the greatness of the supply of life. You know, we think of our life, my cup runneth over. Should not, right? Think of what Christ has done for us. Think of where we were in the world, how we were held in sin, how we were troubled, despised, and going to hell. And here we are tonight in this place. And we have life. And we have abundant life. We have a great life. We have a new life. All because of Christ, you see. My cup runneth over. Here's a portion of this table. Think of grace. You know, that's God's unmerited favor. In James 4, verse 6, it says, he giveth more grace. He doesn't just give a wee bit of grace. You know, if we only got a wee bit of grace, there wouldn't be one of us here. I wouldn't be standing here preaching tonight if God only gave me a wee bit of grace. And you certainly would not be sitting there listening. But listen, he giveth more. He keeps on giving more. And more. I get up today, I find the grace of God. And through this day, and tomorrow when I rise, and child of God, when you get up tomorrow and you go about your duties, you'll find this, that your cup runneth over, even the cup of grace. God keeps on supplying, supplying, and supplying. What? More grace. Don't we all need it? Don't we all need more grace? We certainly do. But my cup runneth over. Even to do with the grace of God. What about the portion of joy? You know what Peter was writing to the people who were scattered abroad in 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, whom not having not seen, of course, I'm speaking of Christ, you love, and whom though now you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. A full of joy. But notice how he described the joy. He said it's joy unspeakable. Wasn't that? It just make you a wee bit happy. But he says here something about Christ. He'll give you joy. And we know this tonight. And we know that the fruit of the Spirit is joy. But Christ will give you joy. But he'll give you joy unspeakable. The fullness of joy. He will give it to you. Because my cup runneth over. Even with joy. You know, if you've lost your joy of the Lord tonight, I don't say this. It's not the Lord's fault. Someone said if you've lost your joy, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. There's a leak somewhere. But I want to say, it gives you fullness of joy. My cup runneth over with joy. He tells about joy unspeakable. When he talks about salvation in Hebrews 2 verse 3, you know what he says? It's a great salvation. It's just not that it's salvation, but it's a great salvation. When he talks about that cup of prayers been answered in Ephesians 3 verse 20, by all to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He talks about this exceeding abundantly. God is able to do more than I can ask or think. And it's talking here about the great and the wondrous answers that God gives to his people. You see, my cup runneth over. What about love? What about the love of God? Is it only a wee bit of love in the cup? Is it? Or is the cup overflowing with the love of God? Is it? I want to say it tonight, the cup that God gives us, my cup runneth over. The fullness of it. It says in Ephesians 3 verse 19, and to know the love of God, love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. You can't grasp it. He talks in the verse before about the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of the love of God. But he talks about this love, it passeth knowledge. And God's portion of love, we find when we come to the love of God, that my cup runneth over. He loves, and he loves every day. He loves us all the time. He loves us when we fail him. My cup runneth over. Even to do with the love, the portion of the love of God. And you go down through mercy, it talks in Psalm 145 verse 8 about his great mercy. When it comes to the cup of mercy, listen, it's overflowing. Every day, every one of us needs mercy. We need the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. I'm glad my cup runneth over. It talks about wisdom in James 1 verse 5. He giveth to all men liberally. That great cup of wisdom. He keeps on giving and giving and giving to us. The promise of God, it talks about the exceeding great and precious promises. And we can go on and on about the blessings that God gives to his people. And we say the shepherd's portion for his people, for the sheep, my cup runneth over, the fullness of this portion. Be glad tonight to be saved. But your cup's running over. The love, the mercy, the peace, the joy, the promises of God. You see, Christ drank the cup of wrath dry, that our cup might be filled. It's filled tonight. Because he drank our wrath, he suffered in our place. And all, dear friends, the fullness of this portion. The fullness of walking with God and knowing Christ. My cup tonight, your cup, every child of God tonight, in this meeting, in this world tonight, we can say, my cup, it runneth over. He's blessed us. He has blessed us. He keeps on blessing us. Think of the freeness of this portion. All of these blessings bestowed to sheep were bestowed freely. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 12 it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world but the spirit of God, the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You know, God gives us all these things freely. Didn't cost me a thing. The shepherd's love, his care, everything is done freely. My cup runneth over. You know, once our cup was empty, once it was empty in the world, we drank at the broken cisterns, every one of us. Ran after the world, ran after sin, ran after the pleasures of this world. But listen, it's only when we find Christ that our cup runneth over. There are people and members of our family circle, and their cup is empty. There's people in our congregation who come to hear the word of God, and their cup is empty. And we long that they'll come to know Christ, that they might be saved. We're going to pray a very shortly for children to school. You know something? Here's a table we want them at. We want them to be with Christ. We want the Lord to anoint their head with oil. We want the Lord to give them all these blessings we've been thinking about. Of course, school is important. Important to learn and so on. But we want our children to be on the table playing with Christ. To be able to say, my cup runneth over. I know the mercy of God. I have the love of God. I have the peace of God. I have the friendship of God. I have Christ as my Savior. I have the joy of the Lord. That's the greatest blessing. The greatest blessing anyone can ever have. That my cup has runneth over. Do you see the sheep here in the picture in the psalm? Out there at the table playing with the shepherd. Bounding about full of joy. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? And you're glad that you have Christ as your Savior. And the blessings He has given us. Dear friends, we couldn't count them. We have a wonderful friend. And a great Savior. So we follow the sheep. We find them now, not in the valley. We find them at the table plate. There they are. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointeth my head with oil, my cup. It runneth over. May God bless His word to all of our hearts. Amen.